From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. On a unanimous vote, the UN Security Council has authorized immediate deployment of an unarmed team of observers to Syria to watch a UN and Arab League-brokered ceasefire. The truce appears to be collapsing, as NPR's Grant Clark reports the heaviest fighting is being reported in the central city of Homs.
Mortar round striking Homs's Kusair neighborhood. This amateur footage could not be independently verified, but opposition activists say the assault on three districts in the city began last night. Heavy shelling reportedly continued for at least an hour today. The dissident Syrian LCC network claims at least two people have been wounded. This follows the reported deaths of at least six Syrian protesters during widespread demonstrations across the country yesterday. Grant Clark, NPR News, Beirut.
In Colombia this weekend, trade is a major topic at the Summit of the Americas. President Obama is scheduled to meet with top executives from the businesses in the Western Hemisphere. Among those expected are CEOs from Walmart, PepsiCo, Yahoo, and Caterpillar. Some members of the Secret Service advance team for the president's trip have been pulled from the detail, accused of misconduct involving prostitutes in Cartagena, Colombia. In his weekly address, President Obama is pressing for higher taxes for millionaires.
It's simple. If you make more than $1 million every year, you should pay at least the same percentage of your income in taxes as middle-class families do. On the other hand, if you make less than $250,000 a year, like 98% of American families do, your taxes shouldn't go up.
Republicans this weekend continued their assault on administration energy policy.
For families and small businesses here in Michigan and around the country, higher energy prices have real consequences. Everything from their daily commute to the grocery bill is getting more expensive.
Congressman Fred Upton, government forecasters say an outbreak of tornadoes is likely today. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
The forecasters expect a long line of highly dangerous thunderstorms to move east across the central and southern plains Saturday, producing a number of tornadoes. Russ Schneider of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says people from Texas to Iowa could be affected.
These dangerous storms are expected to develop in the late afternoon and early evening over this threat area, and they're going to move very rapidly.
Schneider says people won't have much time to get out of the way once a tornado has formed. So the center began predicting a high risk for severe weather 48 hours before its expected arrival. It's just the second time since 2006 that the center has issued such an early warning. John Hamilton, NPR News.
At least three possible tornadoes were reported in central Oklahoma overnight. This is NPR News. The Sudanese army says it has launched a counteroffensive in a bid to retake its major oil field captured by neighboring South Sudan earlier in the week. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports there are fears the simmering tension over oil and other outstanding issues may boil over into an all-out war.
South Sudan says it is firmly in control of Higlig oil field near its disputed border with Sudan. The South's ambassador to the UN, Agnes Oswaha, argues their forces originally attacked the North in self-defense.
Sudan has been using Higlig as an area for launching an offense against South Sudan, whether it's via aerial bombardment or on the ground. So in self-defense, we were able to repel them.
The U.S. has expressed deep concern, and the U.N. and the African Union are urging both sides to end hostilities and resolve their problems through dialogue. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Around the world today, thousands gather to recall the doomed voyage of the Titanic. 100 years ago today, traveling the dark and icy North Atlantic, the ship struck an iceberg and sank. The Titanic carried aristocrats and peasants. 2,200 passengers and crew were aboard. More than 1,500 perished. The Bee Gees' Barry Gibb is reportedly gravely ill with pneumonia in a London hospital. British media reports that the 62-year-old Gibb is in a coma. Family members are reportedly at his bedside. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.